Welcome back. I'm Richard Krause. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I appreciate it. We're having some fun today. We're talking about some of the big stories of the day. In just a little while, we'll find out from Nathan Danner what's happening on the CTV News at 6. Lots of big stories there. And then we're going to talk about a building that they're building in Toronto that the neighbors and the people around it, and most of them anyway, don't think is tall enough. That's an unusual twist on this usual thing. I'm living downtown where they're putting up 85-story buildings all around me. Those are tall enough around Pape and Danforth. They're saying, you know what, this could go up a couple of stories. So we'll get to that in just a little while. Right now, let's bring in Adam Bunch, award-winning author, storyteller, and historian, does a segment every week called Weird Toronto History with Adam Bunch. And today, Adam, you want to tell a story about Anne-Marie Powell. Now, Anne Murray, Canadian songbird, how could she be scandalous? But it's not the Anne Murray I'm thinking of.
No, no relation as far as I know. Anne Murray Powell comes from the sort of very early days of Toronto as a settlement. She arrived in the late 1700s when Toronto was just the tiny little town of York, built here on this indigenous land, still home to only a few hundred people, just a few buildings along sort of the lakeshore, in a very sort of small, petty government town, this muddy little capital. And Anne-Marie Powell is kind of the figure who ruled over the social scene, sort of had very conservative ideas about proper behavior, very strict manners, and sort of decided who was and wasn't welcome to attend all the big dinners and dances and balls, ostracized people. She thought they were tainted by any kind of scandal at all. While secretly, sort of the whole Powell family, through the first few decades of Toronto's history, through the early 1800s, was really actually one of the most scandalous families probably in all of Toronto history.
Well, I love this. See, it sounds like she's sort of like Mary Astor in the Gilded Age, only gone wrong.
Yeah, very much this big, powerful, wealthy matriarch.
And so tell me what she did that was so scandalous. And then there's her daughter, Anne Powell, and then there's Anne Murray Powell's granddaughter, Elizabeth. So we've got three generations of scandal.
Yeah, it carries on for almost a century, I guess. And it starts even before she and her husband, William, came here. So they met and fallen in love when they were teenagers growing up in Boston. They're both deeply in love, but their families thought they were too young to get married. So they made each other a promise that if they were ever going to be separated, they would elope. Kind of a scandalous for a woman who turned out to be so against scandal. And that's exactly what ended up playing out. The American Revolution broke out. They were both deeply loyal to the British Empire, so no longer welcome in Boston. William especially afraid for his life, so they decided they had to flee. Their family still wouldn't let them get married. They were just 19 and 20, so they eloped, headed off in secret. Basically, both got disowned by their families, which is how they ended up here in the first place, sort of living on the edge of what, to the British, was sort of the edge of the known world, a place where people wouldn't know all about their past, where they could build new reputations. And while he ended up becoming chief justice, top judge in the whole colony eventually, she would find herself ruling over these dinners and dances and balls.
We're speaking with Adam Bunch, award-winning author, storyteller, and historian, and we're talking about the legacy of the Powell family. Anne Murray Powell died 174 years ago yesterday, and she's sort of the beginning of the scandalous story.
Yeah, and then her descendants don't really live up to her newly conservative standards either. A bunch of their kids kind of have scandals of their own. Their son John's a troublemaker at school. Another one elopes himself with a woman that they don't approve of and ends up drowning in the Niagara River. Their son Jeremiah ends up heading south to Haiti, getting mixed up with the Emperor of Haiti, and then an attempt at Venezuelan independence that lands him in prison in South America on piracy charges, which is unthinkably scandalous, mm-hmm. the Powells up here and the reputation of the family. But it's their daughter, Anne Marie Powell, who turns out to be the most scandalous of them all. And that's through her own love story. She falls in love with her father's protege, this guy John Beverly Robinson, who's going to end up being the top lawyer, top judge in the province too, a big powerful figure when he grows a little older. And for a while, it seems like they're a big item. People assume they're going to get married. She assumes they're going to get married. But in the end, he ends up marrying another woman. And this seems to break Anne Marie Powell in a fundamental way. She starts getting deeply jealous and possessive, basically seems to turn into a stalker, following John Beverly Robinson and his new wife around. There's a story told years later that they come home once and find her there inside their house, stroking their baby.
Wow, that's like Single White Female or something, that movie, yeah.
Deeply creepy stuff. Her parents think about having her institutionalized for a while. But it all ends up coming to a head when he, John Beverly Robinson, who she's fallen in love with, and his new wife head off on a trip to England. And Anne Marie Powell follows them every step of the way. When they head off to go catch a ship from New York City, she escapes from her parents' house where they tried to keep her locked in a room, gets her own sleigh, rides through New York State all the way to New York City, tries to get on the same ship that they're getting on. But John Beverly Robinson convinces the captain not to let her aboard, so she has to take the next ship instead. So she's sort of chasing them across the Atlantic Ocean. But as she reaches the waters off the Irish coast, her ship, the Albion, gets caught in a terrible storm. Starts getting blown toward the rocks of the Irish coast. She spends so the final hours of her life working with the crew to try to pump the water out of the ship. But it's a lost cause. The last time she's ever spotted is clinging to the wreckage of the ship after it's been smashed against the rocks, drowning there off the Irish coast 202 years ago, I think, this spring. Which is an incredibly scandalous way for any member of the Powell family especially to go. Her mom's devastated by the loss, but also by the scandal. Mm-hmm. Anne Marie Powell ends up sort of applying the same standards to her own family that she has to everyone else, ends up ostracizing herself from polite society, and sort of no longer rules over the city like she once did.
Wow. And so there's a granddaughter. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Quickly tell me what the granddaughter did, Elizabeth, that was so scandalous.
Yeah, she married a very good match, seemingly got a good start to her married life, but ended up falling in love with another man, the soldier John Grogan, who was sent here sort of after the big rebellion in the 1830s, and was sent to stay with a bunch of soldiers at Osgood Hall, which was turned to military barracks for a while. And she, Elizabeth, left her husband to go spend the night with this soldier at Osgood Hall. Huge scandal. Mm-hmm. Her husband sort of sued for divorce. This is a time when they were so hard to get, you needed an individual act of parliament to approve each individual one. It's the first divorce in Toronto history, the only one in its first 50 years or so. It means that all sort of the salacious details of the Anne Marie Powell's granddaughter's love life were literally debated in parliament, given royal assent, I think, by Queen Victoria. So that even later in her life, when Anne Marie Powell was an old woman, she was still having to fight these scandals brought upon the Powell name.
Well, we were here today to remind people of this scandalous family, but it just seems to me like they were all kind of lovesick and willing to do anything for love.
Yeah, I think growing up in that kind of conservative environment, a lot of their children are trying to break out of sort of those bonds of what Anne Marie Powell deems to be proper.
Absolutely. Adam, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, as always.
That was Weird Toronto History with Adam Bunch, award-winning author, storyteller, and historian.